Pope Francis leaves tomorrow for his week-long apostolic trip to Mexico with a brief stopover in Cuba to meet with Patriarch Kirill of Moscow. Veronica Scaresbrook is in Mexico City to cover the Pope's journey and told us the people are awaiting the Holy Father.
Here in Mexico City, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, is everywhere. It's plastered on taxis, in shops, in homes, and in the most unlikely places. No surprise, as in the past, even Mexican revolutionaries carried her image into battle. She represents the spiritual heart of the nation. Her image is that of a mestizo, symbolic of that blend of Spanish Catholicism and Native American religious traditions. The same cannot be said for images of Pope Francis around town. They are far and few between. Most of those I saw were related to publicity, but two bumper billboards were significant. They related to two of the three areas of Mexico Pope Francis will be visiting during his 5-day journey. They are Chiapas, along the border with Guatemala, home to a large indigenous population, and Michoacán, hotspot of the drug cartels and their violence. Chiapas and Michoacán clearly want to welcome Pope Francis in the capital city as well. I haven't seen any bumper billboards relating to the third and last stop on the Pope's itinerary, Ciudad Juárez, on that economic divide represented by the border with the United States. Once dubbed the murder capital of the world, it's where the dreams of a better future for many migrants, those who make it that far, are most often dashed. But this is the city most featured in the Mexican press right now for a very specific reason. It seems that the families of the 43 young desaparecidos, seeking for answers as to the dramatic outcome of their young sons, are going to be sitting in the front rows during Holy Mass there with the Pope. And speculation is rife as to whether there will be a private encounter with Pope Francis after that. This lack of images around town doesn't mean that people don't know the first Latin American Pope is coming to town on Friday, 12th of February, here in Mexico City. Everyone, really everyone I speak to here in the streets, knows the first Latin American Pope is going to be riding his Popemobile through the streets here. No surprise, as it's their only chance to catch a glimpse of him close to. On a TV show I came across, they even featured a toy Popemobile running through a maquette of Mexico City. And newspapers feature cartoons showing aggressive politicians all wanting to jump onto the Popemobile at once. There's definitely a warmth surrounding the arrival of Pope Francis here as he comes as missionary of peace. And I think he'd agree with Mexican Nobel laureate Octavio Paz, who once wrote that Our Lady of Guadalupe's inspirational story is impressed on the heart of Mexico. She is the solace of the poor, the shield of the weak and oppressed. After all, Pope Francis has said he's coming here as a pilgrim, to spend time with the people of Mexico, to walk with them, especially with those in the peripheries. To walk with this people that he says does not forget its mother, the mother who forged her people in hope. In Mexico City, awaiting the arrival of Pope Francis, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.